Okay, I think we're not going to read this until we start.
Okay,
all right.
We're not reading until we start.
I'm sorry, I'm looking.
I don't understand even what the question
is. This is like dealing with children.
Okay, go.
This is worse.
It's worse.
Go, countdown.
No, it's not like a timer. This is a slow, you know, you
have a discussion.
There are numbers along the side. They're for you to keep track. So what we've got is we've got Mr. McGowan. Can you play nicely, please, you two?
Go.
And Miss Rashid. And they are going to attempt a paper one. We're only going to have them do questions one and two. Because
due to time.
Due to time.
Yeah, that's the reason.
Not because of anything else.
Time restraints. You know, we're all very busy people.
Planning for year 11s.
Planning for year 11s. Stuff like that. So... what you have with paper one is the students get an extract. You guys have got an extract here. And then they will have to answer four questions on it. So using, and that would be like using their reading skills. So you have to make inferences from what you're reading as you go to answer questions. Obviously, you're only doing the first two, so they're the easiest two. And then you'll also have to do a writing section, but we're not going to make you do that.
Not today.
So the first thing we say to our students is to have a look at question one and figure out what you need to do. So do you want to read out question one before you go for the extracts?
Okay, should I read it aloud?
Yeah.
Okay, question one. Read again the paragraph that begins, "There was a thin, crisp, continuous patter." List four details given in this paragraph to describe the hound's appearance.
Okay, so you're going to go then to that section.
It's this one here, at the bottom.
Number 24.
Yeah, line 24.
Can I write on this?
Yeah.
Obviously.
Cool.
And you're going to, what are you looking for?
Four things.
About?
About what?
I forgot
what it was. So you would ideally, you would highlight the hound's appearance. So when you read this.
Do you have a highlighter?
No.
I have a highlighter. Prepared. I have a highlighter, Mr. McGowan.
Have you not come prepared, Mr. McGowan?
This is your question.
Miss Rashid's room has highlighters.
In the exam, this will be given to you, so you don't need to worry about highlighters.
Well, but you should worry about
okay,
them.
Hound's appearance. I'll have to get down.
Okay, so you want to read the extract. Where are you reading up to? Can you remember?
It says that
just
begins.
Just says read the paragraph, that's it.
Okay, that begins, so just that paragraph, yeah?
Okay, so
so you're just reading this
appearance.
Paragraph, and you're going to...
Mr. McGann, I think you should read the paragraph.
You have to read it?
Yeah. Oh, read it out loud for our...
your best voice. Right.
Listeners.
There was a thin, crisp, continuous patter from somewhere in the heart of that crawling bank. The cloud was within 50 yards of where we lay, and we glared at it. All three, uncertain what horror, was about to break from the heart of it. I was at Holmes' elbow, and I glanced for an instant at his face. It was pale and exultant, right? His eyes shining brightly in the moonlight. But suddenly they started forward in a rigid, fixed stare, and his lips parted in amazement. At the same instant, Lestrade gave a yell of terror and threw himself face downwards upon the ground. I sprang to my feet, my inert hand grasping my pistol, my mind paralysed by the dreadful shape which had sprung out upon us from the shadows of the fog. A hound it was, an enormous coal black hound, but not such a hound as mortal eyes have ever seen.
Okay. So question one says to list four details then.
I think that this is part of that same...
Yeah, it has to carry on because it's just, just got to the hound, didn't it?
There wasn't enough.
Okay, there's nothing I learnt about it so far. Can we carry on?
Yeah, there is. Mr. McGowan, you
okay.
Voice.
Fire burst from its open mouth. Its eyes glowed with a smouldering glare. Its muzzle and hackles and...
Dula?
Dula? What was that? Right, were outlined in flickering flare. Flame. Right, never in the delirious dream of a disordered brain could anything more savage, more appalling, more hellish be convinced than the dark form... conceived than the dark form and savage face
savage
which broke again. Upon us out of the wall of fog.
Excellent. So we want four things about the hound.
Okay, together.
Describing. So something about
the
pain.
Hound. The hound's at the end.
So the first thing I saw his...
what did it say? Describe
it. It was a pale. Was he pale?
No, the hound's here.
What? Where's my lid?
Oh, actually.
Poor, sorry. Can't concentrate.
Hey there.
Okay, so describe him.
How was... Wait, have we started this or not?
What was
you were right when you said
pale?
It starts at the, towards the end.
Yeah,
of
the hound's
at
the start.
Oh,
yeah.
So what was
that
pale
was
then?
A cloud or something.
Oh, was, oh,
the cloud was
pale.
Pale, hence white,
okay,
right?
Okay, my grasping pistol paralysed.
That's still not the... It starts here.
Describe.
Hound.
Mortal eyes, is that it?
Yeah, that's one.
Okay, so mortal eyes.
Yeah, that's
it
one.
It reminds me of Lord of the Rings. Mortalized.
Look back on that line.
Oh, there's more. Oh, enormous cold black hound. Oh, he's big.
Describe. Yeah.
He's big. Yeah.
His
appearance. He's enormous. Okay.
And what else?
And.
What do you mean?
Dreadful shape, which had
cold black. Yeah, that was all part of it.
Oh, so he's black as well.
Yes, that's two
different things. So you could have that. He's
enormous, big. Okay, and the colour. Fine.
Big, and also the colour as well.
Yeah.
Okay, and then his eyes. Mortal
eyes, like human.
Like personification, I suppose.
Witches and mortals.
The dog breathes.
Okay.
Okay, fire bursts from open hand. His eyes glow with smouldering glare. So glow, is that
his eyes glow.
You would want that whole extract, because that's what's doing the describing. It's eyes glowed, you could have, yeah?
Okay, so eyes glowed.
That's four things now.
And with a smouldering glare, so that's not it.
Yeah, because that's kind of adding
to it. They're still glowing with the glare, so it's part of the same one.
Hackles and... what is a dewlap?
Don't really know.
Presumably part of the mouth of a dog.
Yeah.
Outlined in a flickering flame. That's another one, isn't it?
No.
Okay, then.
I don't think so, because I don't think that's describing the dog.
It's on flame and it'd be fire, no?
Well, flame is fire, but if it's outlined in the flame, so the flame is behind it, the dog is in front, and it's outlined by the flame.
That's
so that flame isn't actually describing the dog.
Done for.
What's happening here?
What?
So then here...
What bit?
Top bit.
The fire burst from Opa's mouth. Oh, so it's fire. So is it a dragon?
Maybe.
Fire burst from Opa's mouth. So is that a describing word?
Well, it doesn't have to be a describing word, but it's something that's describing the dog.
Yeah,
so if that's helping you visualise the dog... Yeah, and the fire bursting from its mouth, then you can count that, right?
Yep. Yeah.
Okay?
Yeah, and there's one more.
No, you've done it.
You've got four. You've got more than four.
So you split them up.
Yeah, that's it. You've got more than four.
So you've got...
It's enormous.
It's enormous.
And it's black, coal black.
Yeah.
But they're separate, aren't they? It is enormous.
It's the size and it's the colour.
Yeah, so they would be two separate points.
Okay.
And then...
So we got more than four.
Well, I mean...
No, then the mortal eyes...
But that is that a description?
It's the mortal eyes. The mortal eyes are actually being described as the glow. So you
the glow.
So the eyes glowed, and fire burst from its mouth.
So that's only four.
That's all you need.
That's it.
Oh, there's five. Sorry.
Read the question.
Okay.
My bad.
Now, you're going to look in detail from lines 8 to 18, which we've got here.
Okay, good. That's easy.
And you're.
No help with this one.
Working on our knowledge that we gave you.
No, that's I'm happy how they made life easy for me.
Yeah, but working on some of those techniques that we revised earlier, you want to talk about the language that's being used. What's the question say? So it says...
How does writing use language to effects of the fog?
So effects of the fog. So what you're going to do when you read through this, so Mr. McGowan's going to read through it, and what you're going to do, Miss Rashid, is you're going to highlight anything that's to do with the fog that you think sounds like it's creating good, a nice image.
Well, how is the fog being described?
Yeah, highlight those things.
She's going to highlight the same time as me reading.
Yeah, so you're going to read and Miss Rashid's going to highlight.
It's a teamwork, Mr. McGowan.
Team. No, we'll work from the same one.
Okay. Yeah, we will.
Team.
Yeah,
togetherness.
Team. Together. Come on, Mr. McGowan.
Off you go then.
Right. I have said that over the great Grimpen Mire, there hung a dense white fog.
Oh, dense white fog.
There you go.
So
describing.
It's heavy, so that means it's really, really foggy that day or something. Okay.
It was drifting slowly in our direction and banked itself up like a wall on that side of us.
So drifting slowly, is that like a light wind? Could we say that?
Don't worry about that too much. Just highlight whatever you think you're going to need.
Okay, drifting slowly in our direction. Could be a nice, lovely day.
Okay, low but thick and well defined. So that's describing it.
So it's thick low, so that means it's obviously not very high.
That is literally the definition of low. Well done.
So it's hard to see. Hard to see.
So a fog light will be
good. You're not doing too badly.
And well defined. So it's a proper fog.
Yeah.
It's like a proper foggy
day. It's a proper low fog.
Proper low fog.
Fog light will be on.
What's it like?
It hung. So it's down.
No.
Up like a wall.
Good. So what's that? What technique is that? Can you remember?
Is a simile.
Yes!
Oh, okay.
Easier than I thought, right?
Okay. Oh, don't.
The moon shone on it, and it looked like a great shimmering ice field.
Is that what I'm describing? So shiny as well.
Well, what have we got here again?
Simile again.
Simile.
Good.
Too easy. The next one, simile.
Can you spell simile, Mr. McGowan?
Yes.
Go on.
It's not a spelling competition.
McGowan, come on.
Simile.
S-I-M-I-L-I-E.
Oh, close.
Oh, it's S-I-M-I-L-E.
What?
Yeah, it is. Thank you.
Because I went first.
I knew what it was before that. Okay.
I don't know where we are now.
You're with...
You're like, oh, with the heads of the distant tours as rock borne upon it, surface.
So that's describing the tours, which are mountains, effectively.
Oh, okay.
So it's not the actual fog itself.
No, it's
okay.
Not the fog.
Okay. Holmes' face was turned towards it, and he muttered impatiently as he watched its sluggish drift. So again, sluggish drift.
That's another
sluggish.
So it's slow. Yep.
Slow drifting fog.
Like mm-hmm. it.
Yeah.
So you can start linking your evidence as well. Anyway, carry on.
Every minute, 60 seconds, right? That white woolly plain which covered... So it's describing the colour.
Yeah, so woolly.
It's white, woolly,
white
so fluffy.
Woolly.
Fluffy cloud.
Fluffy and it's white.
Right. Which covered one half. Half, 50%.
Yeah,
right.
0.5.
Well done, Miss Meeks, right? Off the moor. Okay, that's annoying. Was drifting closer and closer to the house. It's getting nearer, is that important?
So it's getting nearer to the house.
Already the first thin wisps. That's a describing thing.
Yeah, first thin wisps, yeah. So what's a wisp? I still don't know. Thin wisps. What? Whisper. Whisper the chocolate bar. Wisps like...
It's always hair.
Thin
well,
wisps.
Well, yes, it's thin. Yeah,
thin
that's
wisp.
Right. So,
hair.
Like, you're imagining, like, a sort of hair-like, aren't you?
Oh, nice. Mr. McGowan, okay.
So she dyed her hair, just... No, right.
Did you?
Yeah, she did.
Oh
you
my
would, you,
gosh,
you
I
wouldn't
did.
You would know. She paid £60 for it.
It's got a natural look. It's going to be natural.
It's brown.
Are you going grey? Is that
no,
why?
I'm not going grey.
But okay, back to us.
I'm natural hair is black. I'm going for the lighter look. Okay, thank you.
Oh, are those highlights? You're rocking
They're
them.
They're not highlights. It's tinted.
Okay.
Okay. The farther, the farther wall of the orchard was already invisible. Okay, orchard.
Did you
that vineyard,
is
it?
Is an orchard a vineyard? No, an orchard's an orchard. A vineyard is a vineyard.
What's an orchard?
Orchard is where you have apples. A vineyard is where you grow grapes.
Yeah.
Okay, forget that.
You missed right. the...
Oh, did you not miss something?
Curling across...
Oh, sorry, I didn't even see it. Oh, I got distracted by wisps. But wisps were curling across the golden square, four angles, right, of the lightened window.
Lighted, yeah.
Lighted window. Okay, I've read that first bit. The farther wall of the orchard was already invisible.
So
orchard means
apples
yeah. Right. And the trees were standing out of a swirl of white vapour.
The trees were standing. That's not fog, is it?
No, but what do you think white vapour is referring to?
Evaporation, you can begin to see them. No, dew.
White vapour?
Vapour is like...
What, the fog is...
Going up.
Across...
Yeah, vapor's like a smoke or a fog, isn't it? So it's saying that the trees...
were appearing.
Yeah, so the trees were standing out of the swirl of the white vapour, so the trees were starting
still
to
visible.
Become visible from the fog.
Okay, so then is that describing the actual fog itself?
I suppose white vapour is describing the fog, but I would say that passage, if you were thinking about analysing that, it's more about the trees, and
yeah,
I think you'd give
appearing.
Yourself a bit too much of a job. Too much work to do. There are more obvious bits of text to analyse if you're looking
what I would have thought,
at.
Yeah.
Okay, so we'll just miss that bit out.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
As we watched it, the fog wreaths came crawling round both corners of the house and rolled slowly into one dense bank. Again, dense.
So dense. But what
does
about
dense
the
mean?
Heavy.
In maths terms.
Density.
Yeah, density mass volume.
Density mass volume.
Please don't forget that formula, guys. Thank you. Okay. So, well, but then he was the fog wreaths came
what does that
crawling.
Mean?
So the fog is what moving.
It's like it's putting a human that
around.
Oh, I don't know what it is. Now, but human,
oh,
human characteristic.
Oh,
a human characteristic
word.
To a word outside.
Yeah,
mood.
It's not mood.
Personification.
Okay, we said it already, right?
I liked all the time Miss Rashid was pointing out the window, because that's where the weather
I
is.
I did say, but I gave you the clues, McGowan, for that
no,
one.
Didn't.
I
right.
did.
Okay, on which the upper floor and the roof floated like a strange ship upon a shadowy sea. So floated again, sea.
The roof
floated,
but it's not, I guess,
and how did it?
The fog is floating, but it's,
so it feels,
the roof looks like it's floating. The roof floated like a
so on a journey
upon a shadowy
yeah.
sea.
Yeah. So it's saying that the fog has covered the house and it looks like that the roof is
floating.
On this
like
sea
the
of
sea.
Fog.
But
oh,
again,
yes.
that's more about the house.
It is, but
it's
you could
showing
say
how
that
strong the fog is,
yeah.
but you can't see anything but the roof.
Okay, so right. the
so you have to make an inference
which
there.
And also
so
the fog is being described.
It's another one of those, like a
simile.
Like
yeah. Oh,
and
he's a pro.
The fog is being described
this
as
whole thing.
A shadowy
right,
sea.
In your exam, you're 11th, right, simile.
Do not follow Mr. McGowan's advice.
But Simile is very popular in this passage.
That's well, what that's because what is our passage on Simile?
So writers tend to use certain features and techniques.
Oh, so you'll this guy then, just you'll, fixated by Simile.
He's obsessed with them, clearly.
So
do we know what we're reading yet?
Is it, what is it? Like it's something special. It's a really famous...
It's a really...
Is it like Lord of the Rings?
No.
You said that already.
The title is up there.
The Hound.
Of the Baskervilles.
I don't know what that means.
What name? What
wait a second, don't give us a no, let's even guess. No,
oh, carry on.
Don't know what that means. So.
No, there was a name that.
Yeah, they're not going to know.
Right, no, we'll get it. We'll get it.
Holmes.
I thought that was Sherlock Holmes.
Yay! Yes!
Oh my gosh, this is like one of his.
So that's detective thing.
Later detective
thing. It is a detective thing.
Which episode board on game. TV is this? Then?
This is actually, they do have this episode. It's the one what with the wild say, dogs.
Yeah.
I do need to catch up with the Sherlock Holmes. So I haven't seen
that. Okay, where are we up to?
Okay. One. Very famous one. Most famous, I might
say. Next.
So Holmes struck his hand passionately upon the rock in front of us and stamped his feet in his impatience.
So he's investigating something.
That's not interesting.
No, that's wrong. So you're right. No. You're right.
Nothing to do with the.
Just put him there to chuck you, right? Right. If he isn't out in. Quarter of an hour, the path will be covered. Quarter of an hour, 15 minutes.
15 minutes. Say, am I gonna do that?
0.25 of an hour, right? In half an hour, 30 minutes, 0.5 an hour, right? We won't be able to see our hands in front of us.
Okay.
Now so that again, isn't direct. That, so that's not directly describing the fog.
But what does that show us about the fog?
It's close.
Really, really.
It's really
thick, and it's.
You can't see beyond your hands.
Getting
thicker.
Time.
It's getting time.
Closer, huh?
It's getting closer.
Closer with time.
Yeah.
And it's the speed at which it's setting in. So yeah. The idea of that.
Yeah, because in half an hour, we won't be able to see our hands in front of us.
Exactly. You need to let run.
Yeah, they need to get like,
run. So then, again, so what we don't, I can't really highlight anything in that question, because it's...
You could highlight, where is it, in half an hour, because then your language could be that it's giving us a sense of time.
The pace of the fog.
The pace of the fog.
Okay, so what does the question say then?
So the question says, how does a writer use language here to describe the effects of the fog? You could include the writer's choice of words and phrases, language features and techniques, sentence forms.
Ignore the last bullet point. What do you think?
Similes to describe it.
What's the impression of the fog, though, that you're getting?
It's
that's
heavy.
What you start
it's
out with
thick.
There.
It's thick.
It's okay, close to hands.
It's moving fast.
Good. So what you want to do is you want to take one of those, then you want to find some evidence, and then you want to explain the sort of technique that the writer's using there.
And this way you got to do that point evidence...
Sort of, yeah.
Yeah, cool.
So your what's point would be... Your right. point would be the fog is...
Heavy.
Great.
Dense.
Yep. So
dense.
First fog, the fog is
thick. You have to actually quote dense really heavy. Or not. Like,
you can embed
a quotation,
really
that's even better.
Yeah.
And the other thing is you don't want to waste time introducing it. The writer in many ways uses
language. None of that.
Don't faff about with that. Because it's question two, you've got 8 marks, you've only got 10 minutes to answer.
So if
this
I say the fog is in
dense.
Speech marks dense,
yeah.
Perfect.
Is it a double speech mark or one speech mark?
Technically one.
What does two mean?
And if I do a full stop.
So if a character is speaking...
Oh, okay.
So if I do, the fog is dense in speech marks, full stop, is that 1 mark?
It's not like that. Then you're going to have to show how they've shown that it's dense.
You're making progress, because the bit that you actually earn the marks for is the bit that comes after the quotation where you explain how that piece of evidence shows what the fog is like.
Okay.
And the detail that you add to that is what defines how many marks you get.
So if you say fog is, in commas... Dense.
Commas.
quotation. Okay, wait, go back to that. Okay, cut that back. Okay. If the fog is quotation marks dense,
yeah.
And then it said later on because you couldn't see his hand or something, couldn't you?
Yeah, but then you're just sort linking of repeating. Well, you're kind of repeating it. What you need to do is say something like, "The fog is described as dense. This makes the reader think that."
Oh, I see.
I don't know, their view is obscured by the amount of fog, or it's difficult to find their way around the moor.
And that will give you the 1 mark.
And that, yeah, so you would then have to do 3 of those analytical paragraphs of a high standard, making use of technical terminology and so on, to get your 8 marks.
This is easy enough for 1 mark.
So, describing it, where else then? Well, so if we said the word like simile, there's quite a few similes in this
there
one.
There are, yep.
So then, do we then do each simile?
But you want to pick the effect that it creates first. Don't say the writer uses a simile, because then or don't just look at similes, because different similes create different effects.
Yeah.
So pick one of the similes that you want to talk about.
I guess the first one is like a wall.
Okay.
Good, it's the first one.
Which, if you're actually, then if you're using that dense, and you can say he uses the simile like a wall, because that further justifies your point about it being really thick.
So like a wall, so you can't go through it.
So, yeah. So you can't, and you want to try and link, because actually you've highlighted loads of things here, but as Mrs. Neil said, you're only really going to make three sort of smallish paragraphs on this. So you want to try and link where he's shown the density, and he's shown it through a number of different things. So the like a wall would be a good one, and then you could say the use of the simile shows how you, and like you said, you can't get through it, okay? Which, do you see what I mean?
Yeah.
So how that still proves that same
Thank
point?
Thank you, Miss Meeks, yeah.
Oh,
well done, Mr. McGowan.
Carry on,
then.
Do
one on
your
own. Yeah.
Another one on our own.
Personification, didn't we? I can't remember what it was.
Yeah, we did have personification. There was a hand one. This one here, the one right at the
end. No, I don't think it was that low. No, it was further up.
It was that wisp one.
Yeah, wisp, because it was a human feature, wasn't it?
No, yeah. It wasn't that bit.
Oh, it wasn't that
no,
bit.
No, it was something. It was personification somewhere. What did we say it was? A human thing.
It was, yeah, it was a temperature and the mood changes.
The temperature and the
no,
mood.
It's not that.
No, it's
Wait
not that one.
You're thinking of pathetic fallacy where the weather reflects
sorry,
the mood.
It's pathetic fallacy.
No, it's not pathetic. No.
Personification, where are we looking?
But you did get personification at one point, though.
Personification, what
he
does
gives
that mean
a sort of
again?
Clue. I forgot.
Person.
We're giving an object, person.
Yes.
Oh, the dog. No, it's not the dog.
The dog is an animal.
Yeah, crawling. Yeah.
Oh, yeah, I see it.
I thought they were doing it on their own.
Yeah, Mr. Neil, don't help us.
I've got a home to get to. I'm cooking dinner tonight.
Yes,
I don't
want
to
break. And maximum only please spend 10 minutes on this question in the exam.
Right.
No,
we didn't spend longer than that.
No.
Can we just say if we were in exam conditions, we would have done it right now.
Oh,
okay.
Badly.
Right.
That's
okay,
not
so,
what we're here.
So the writer uses personification.
For the
describing the
crawling.
Fog. Yeah, came crawling, which is a human feature. That gives us the idea that.
That it's. So kids tend to crawl.
Crawling.
Which means what? That it's quick.
Quick. Yeah. Chop.
Kids crawling. I immediately think of speed.
I think crawling is fast though.
No. If they come to mummy.
Yeah, I thought crawling is like fast.
Yeah. Oh, so if you're going to do an analogy where you're trying to demonstrate speed, you would think child crawling would be a good one.
Fine.
Okay, so crawling slow.
Well,
normally
students crawled into the exam hall. Does that sound like they're keen to get in?
No. But then there's not students.
But it's not on the floor.
No, yeah. It's not. But we're
so it's fog.
Okay, so,
so the frog crawling, that means it's coming slowly,
it's
but yet...
slowing.
But yeah, it's coming fast.
That's why I'm confused. That's why I'm confused.
The pace,
there.
That's all right.
So how can it be slow and fast at the same time?
Yeah.
Well, we call that juxtaposition, but never mind.
That's another
that's
key word.
Day.
Yeah.
Okay, so we got that personification. Okay, next.
We highlighted that, didn't we?
Yeah.
If something's also cool, think about the type of movement, not the speed necessarily, but if it's crawling...
The wall isn't that high of the fog. It's slow, because it's still about the wall.
How can a baby crawl over a wall?
No, but the fog isn't that high. No, but honestly, no.
You couldn't write that. You couldn't
no,
write that.
No, I'm trying to say,
you couldn't
it's like
write
a wall,
that.
But it's not a very high wall.
How could a baby climb over, crawl over a wall?
No,
I don't know.
I'm not trying to say
can
that.
Can we give up?
No, come on.
No, okay, so... Came crawling round both corners of the house.
Oh,
how
did he crawl around because he couldn't go over the wall? I presume he came round
the
corner.
Fog! We're talking about fog! Fog is crawling. Not humans, not babies, fog. What are you telling us about the fog? You fools!
Right.
It's crawling, meaning it crawling.
Okay, next.
No, don't
you were doing that one on your own because
no.
You knew it.
Okay.
Crawling.
Okay, it's crawling.
It's coming slowly. But I thought it was coming fast. That's what I'm confused as well.
Don't worry about the fast.
Oh
bit.
No, actually, the fog is it's dense, but
I'm
it's slow. It's fine.
Like somebody at this table.
Right.
Yeah.
Mr. Sheets,
no, Mr.
Right?
McGowan.
Mr. Sheets.
Hang on, going back to the crawling. I'm not.
Yeah, I'm not
100%
getting this now.
Okay, as we watched it. The fog wreaths came crawling round both
also,
corners.
Also, what else do you think of that crawls?
Not just
creepy,
children.
What are they?
Crawlies.
Yeah, and so what's the connotation
but
to crawling?
Creepy crawlies go fast as well. Huh?
Okay, never mind. Frightening.
What? Animals? I don't know about animals.
Oh,
I think of like sort of monsters crawling. Like, it's quite intimidating.
It's also, the pace is relentless. It doesn't stop. It just keeps on
what
going.
Do you think about monsters?
I don't get it.
But why would you think about
Halloween.
Zombie
crawling?
But why would you think about monsters?
Okay, why do you think
zombies?
Creepy crawling?
Is there a zombie thing?
Why do you think quick crawling? I don't know. It's whoever invented
maybe zombie related.
Because as you say, think about the tone of the writing. It's effectively a sort of murder mystery type story. They're out on these isolated moors.
It's okay.
Surrounded by fog.
Yeah, so the setting is all like mysterious. It's all exactly. Like, yes, again.
Getting the mood.
So it's not making you think of a baby to its mother.
I get it now.
But then right. The crawling represents what?
They just said, crawling as in like, it adds... to the
I don't know why you're looking at me because I'm on your side here.
Yes, adding to the
so
setting.
So the reader
assumes sometimes
that the crawling is setting the scene.
Yeah, because it's spooky.
Setting the scene for spookiness.
I know, I give them that.
Yeah, I know it is. It's setting the scene for spookiness.
Setting the scene for spookiness. You get eight out of eight with this.
Mysterious nature, because behind the fog you don't know what
but
there
the
is.
Fog is
exactly.
Yeah. That's
there we go.
Yeah. Careful of the iPad. Should we end on that high?
Is that it? Easy?
No, I mean, you would not have got 8 marks.
Would we not?
Okay, no. Wait, give us another clue then.
Okay,
there's one more.
Give us another clue.
No,
give us another clue.
There's one more clue.
Okay, and then... You're missing it. It's not like maths where you then just get a clue and then you get it right. You have to put it all together.
You understand the theory and...
Okay, look, this is what we gather, okay? It's Mr. Sherlock Holmes. He's
because it's Sherlock Holmes. Can you add to that fact that it is mysterious?
Yeah,
but you won't get marks.
There's an investigation taking place.
Well, no, you can assume that it's like
investigation.
In literature, your knowledge of the text outside of that is useful. In language, not so much. You're only being examined on the extract
of what you see.
So we're helping the kids for language and literature by doing this.
No, just language.
Okay, so one really.
I don't think you're helping anyone.
One really foggy. I don't know why I say evening, but I think evening. It doesn't say evening at all.
No, it doesn't say evening. So you can't assume that, can you?
So one foggy
but
day.
I agree with Miss Rashid. It does give us the impression. It's not brilliant daylight in the middle of the day. There's something.
And the moon's out.
It's a moonlight.
The moon's out.
The moon's showing.
There we go.
We found another word. The moon
the
adds to spookiness
again.
Good.
It's a foggy day, night, evening.
Can we stop saying foggy? We figured that out.
It's dense.
It's
crawling. And, you know, in half an hour...
Should we call it a day?
In half an hour, this...
Well done, guys. You did really, really, really...
Really to the power of
you
10.
Really tried your hardest.
Thank you.
So, well done.
What would you
I'm
get?
Really
give
impressed.
Us a grade, 1 to 9.
I mean...
9 to 1. 9 to 1.
It's out of 8, so we'll give you... I'd say...
No, I meant grade, like...
2 or 3.
3?
What?
That's
quite good. 2 to Mr. McGowan, 3 to me.
No, I accept that.
3 in total.
What?
Who's the best?
Who was more involved and actually gave better answers?
Can I end the recording?
No, who's the best?
Okay, bye. Thank you very much for listening.
Thank you, Miss Rashid's the best.
No, forget that. Yeah, you can close that.
Bye.